You've worked hard for what you have, your money, your assets, your 401k, and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly one in four consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.
This is the Miguel Show Uncensored. Just remember that sometimes we do get a little racy, and by we, I mean producer Nikki.
No, that's you.
No, not at all. I'm an innocent. And we also have Holly O'Connor, producer Nikki, myself, Miguel Fuller. Before we get started into anything, Holly, you said you saw something this morning that just pitched you off.
Livid.
What?
I was livid at approximately 3:58 this morning,
which happened?
Is not a time when you want to be angry. One of the, there's a girl on my Facebook, and this was her status update as of yesterday at like 10 p.m. And she says on her Facebook page, "Don't start falling asleep while you're driving. Some asshole will call the cops on you and get you pulled over. I hope karma bites whoever called me in tonight in the ass hard." What? So then somebody goes on to say, somebody comments and says, "Isn't that a good thing? You shouldn't fall asleep while driving. You endanger yourself and others."
Yes.
Well, then she comes back and says, "Except I had it handled. It shouldn't be someone else's place to call the cops on me. I was less than 5 minutes from being home after driving 7 hours.
Okay.
How do you have it handled? You're falling asleep. You're going to drive off the side of the road.
Bitch, you ain't got shit handled. Get your shit together." This is what made me so angry. It's like I had to stop myself 7 times probably from responding to her Facebook post and being like, like that was going to be my first point.
Yeah.
Bitch, you ain't got shit handled. If you are all over the road enough for someone to call the cops on you, clearly you don't have your shit handled.
Wow.
Number two, how on God's name, on God's green earth, are you defending yourself? Like, grow up, take some responsibility and be like, "You know what? I was being an unsafe driver." Like, in no way, shape, or form is it okay for you to be all over the road. How does someone not think that you may have been drunk? It isn't within every right of someone. I would have called the cops on you.
Wow.
They do have signs here in Tampa that say, "Don't drive drowsy."
Like, it's a thing.
It's true. I mean, when
you're driving all over the road, you're okay. You know what? If you want to take that into your own hands and kill yourself in a car while you're driving, that's fine. Go right ahead. But, like, as another driver on the road, I don't want you to kill me.
No.
So, you're a dumb bitch.
Shot fired!
I was just so mad. Like, grow up and take responsibility for yourself.
Wow, Holly, I think that you need to write that on her Facebook page.
I won't.
I think, well,
what's
maybe
the point? It's me saying that to her will do absolutely nothing except, because this is a person who's, like, friends with my husband's side of the family, and I just feel like it's going to just cause more drama than
it's worth. But it's coming from Radio Holly, and so, you know, you're sort of a voice of authority, and so maybe.
But then I'd have to find some way to put it nicely, and I just can't find a way to put it nicely.
Can I just, like, copy and paste this podcast on our Facebook page? And just be like, "Hey, dumb bitch, listen to the first 3 minutes."
Oh,
that's it.
God.
Wow, I think that's the most you've ever cussed on the podcast,
I know,
Holly.
I'm really sorry.
Like,
when I get incensed about something like that, I can't let it go until I have to vent it somewhere. So it would have come out somewhere, just not on her Facebook. I'm not going to say anything on her Facebook, but, like,
but no, I
you're
mean,
an absolute idiot.
I do think maybe what you should do is post, like, some sort of public service video about falling asleep while driving. And be like, "For some of my friends on my Facebook page, very passive aggressive," because that is very dangerous, because I've done that before.
I'm not wrong. Am I wrong?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
There's no way to defend yourself.
No.
If you're in that situation.
That happened to me a few weeks ago where, because, you know, we wake up so early for the show, I get really tired and I wanted to go run some errands after the show. But just from me driving from the station to my apartment,
right,
I was at the red light on Roosevelt and MLK and my eyes closed. I was like, "I just need to go home and take a nap."
Right.
So, like, I didn't, like a dumbass, I didn't continue driving, you know, to finish my errands.
And, like, let me preface this and say, I totally get that it sucks to be pulled over and get a ticket. Like, yeah, that does suck. But guess whose fault it was?
Yours.
Yours.
Bye.
Sorry, that's all.
Are you done?
I'm done.
Do you have any more?
No, other than that, it's pleasant.
You're great.
Okay.
Well, this past weekend it was Pride, in St. Pete, and I guess this is going to be a shorter podcast than normal, And I think for a lot of people, there were so many great things about this weekend, because not only were we celebrating, you know, marriage equality. And I think that I want to officially say, and I should have said that this morning on the show, that it's no longer gay marriage.
No, it's just marriage.
It's just marriage. Mm-hmm. And so that was really cool. And I'll tell you, Friday, when I found out, because somebody said on Twitter, try to remember where you were, because this will be one of those moments when the verdict came down, you know, where marriage is for everyone. Those moments you remember forever. And Nikki was the person I was in the break room talking to, I think, Ann Kelly.
No, it was to Chad from Magic.
That's right, from Chad and Christy.
And I was the one who told you.
You were. I was talking to Chad from Chad and Christy on Magic, and Nikki walks up, and it's so funny because, like, in that moment, it was very, she was like, oh, gay marriage was approved. And I was like, oh, that's cool. And then I continued talking to Chad. And then after I finished my conversation, I started walking back to our office. Mm-hmm. And then that's when it, like, hit me, like, oh, my God, like, marriage. And so then I sat down at my desk and I pulled up CNN, and they had this beautiful picture of somebody with a big old rainbow flag, like basically waving it in front of the Supreme Court. What are they? The
building?
Building, yeah.
I guess.
Yeah. I don't even know what it's called.
I don't know.
The Supreme Court, big old.
Yeah. Where they go for the Supreme Court? Where they go to, like, make their votes? Someone's house? I don't know.
Is it the Senate? No, that's different.
No, that's
okay,
Congress.
I'm going to stop.
Or just the real big courthouse downtown Washington, D.C.? The big one.
Yeah.
The biggest courthouse there is.
We should just,
the supreme one.
We should just end this podcast now, 6 minutes deep. We're not getting any better.
Oh, God. That, well, where the Supreme Court make their decisions. And then I started reading it, and tears just, like, burst out of my face. Like, I just could not control. And so then I got on Facebook, and it was just, like, literally rainbows just, like, shooting out of the computer.
If there has ever been a day when rainbows literally shot out of the computer, it was on Friday, for sure.
And so it was just, it was a really cool moment. And what's really awesome and cool about it, and what's kind of scary, is that now that gay marriage is legal, like, I have no excuse.
Nope.
And my mom called me Friday, and she was like, oh, my God, I'm so excited. When am I going to get a son-in-law?
Oh, dear.
And I was like, well, I really just don't know. I just, please stop asking me that question.
I feel like you need to tell your grandmother gay before you have a son-in-law.
Oh,
that's
right.
Not going to happen.
Right?
No.
Real quick, speaking of that, I was on the Mike Calta show this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Did y'all listen
about?
At all to that?
No.
We were working.
I'm sorry.
Working.
I was doing our show.
No, I was just wondering. Well, Mike Calta on 102.5 The Bone, they're right next door to us, and he asked me to come over. They were asking me something about, like, gay terms or whatever. I'm like, men can be classified as is the gay world. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about something, and then it came up that, like, my grandmother doesn't know that I'm gay, and I really wish I wouldn't have said that on the show. He was like, let's call her right now.
Oh,
I was like, and in radio, you never say no. I was like, no, that's not happening.
Yeah.
Guys, just so you know, the Supreme Court meets in the Supreme Court building on 1st Street, Northeast Washington, D.C.
Oh, it's the Supreme Court building?
Yeah, but you're welcome.
I feel like it should be called,
I knew it was a building.
Like, the place for old people to make these grand decisions. Like, that's what it should be called. Because that's
the place where old people make grand decisions?
They do, because when you think...
They're not all old, are they?
Girl, they're all, like, about 2-5 years away from death.
No, they're not.
Except for the Chief Justice, John Roberts, everyone else is about close to death. Do you see when they sit there during the State of the Union address, everyone from Congress literally looks like they're about to die. Like, they all just sit there. Because what happens during the State of the Union, the people, the justices, they don't clap for anything.
No, because they got to remain impartial.
Exactly. And so they always just sit there stone-faced, and they're all so old, it looks like they're about to die.
I think maybe they're just sleeping. They're just catching a few extra Z's. No big deal.
Well, Holly, what I was curious, I wanted to ask you on the podcast, was your mom is very conservative.
Yeah.
Very accepting, but as she's gotten older, she's become very conservative in her views. Mm-hmm. Did she talk at all about gay marriage this weekend and what it meant to her?
A little bit.
What did she say about it?
You know, I think she's unfortunately very torn. Because right. She is also very religious. Mm-hmm. And so she we actually all went to church yesterday.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah, it's been a hot minute.
Wow.
So anyway, on the way to church.
Praying for them gays.
Yes, girl. And surprisingly, they didn't say anything about that at church at all, which I was interested to see what they would say, and they just didn't touch it.
That's why she went.
I was trying to peep that scene. What you got, church?
No, but my mom,
I kind of feel like I, well, how did it go? I'm trying to remember exactly, but she basically said, you know, because we talked about you, Miguel, and mm-hmm. how she always considers you sort of to be a son to mm-hmm. her. Mm-hmm. So she is basically glad for you, but she still doesn't, I don't think she really agrees with it.
Right.
I don't think she agrees with gay marriage. I don't even think she understands quite always what it means to be gay, because she had a lot of questions for me a couple weeks ago about transgender and how that it differs mm-hmm. from being gay. She's very confused about like the bigger picture sometimes.
Right.
So she was just like, well, I don't necessarily think that it's right, but I love Miguel like a son, and I just don't know.
She's like, I'm so confused. Now, here's a question. Do you think if I ever got to a point where I met someone that I really loved and I had a wedding, do you think your mom would come?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Or do you think that she would be like, I love you, but I don't think I can do it? Because I feel like there are a lot of people who are like that, where I always say, and I feel that way about like me being gay on the air. Like, it's one thing for me to say it, but like if people saw me kissing a guy, that would sort of freak him out a little bit. They'd be like, whoa, that's weird.
That might be too much for me or whatever. So, I honestly don't know. I would be very interested to find out. Right now, for answering purposes, I'll say that I think she would support you. Mm-hmm. I think she would get you a wedding present, but I don't think she'd go.
Yeah. Yeah. And I can imagine. I mean, there are some, and I understand that. I mean, there are just some people who, especially someone, because your mom was born
1948,
you know? So you're talking about a completely different time.
Completely different time and a different generation and everything. Mm-hmm. So, and she's pretty strict on Catholicism mm-hmm. and like the base core message. No. So I feel like she'd love you. Like I said, she'd probably get you something because she'd probably make you a dinner or whatever. I don't know if she'd go.
Wow.
I don't know. But then again, she has surprised me in lots of different ways. So I can't say for sure.
Nikki, do you have people in your family that like hate gays?
Yeah, the side of the family I don't talk to.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Like they wouldn't go buy certain cards. Like they were, they saw, as their term, gay cards at Walmart, and they're like, we're not gonna shop there anymore.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh my.
Okay, that's a little much. Mm-hmm.
Like, I just don't I don't understand people that, I'm sorry, wow, there's a picture of Channing Tatum on there from Magic Mike XL, which comes out this
rules.
Week.
Okay. Hi.
Wow.
That was
sorry.
Real random, especially for the listener who has no idea what's happening.
I'm
right
so
now.
Sorry. Right now they're talking about Magic Mike coming out this week. Anyway.
Hashtag
PB&J typical. Cheetos, chunky peanut butter, tons of grape jelly and Cheetos.
That's what he eats? That's guilty pleasure. Okay.
That's Cheetos. Disgusting.
Wow. But anyway, but yeah, the people like that, I don't understand, especially when it comes to like being religious and then like hating someone.
Yeah.
I've just never been able to understand how you could be like, I love people, but I don't want to be around you. Mm-hmm. Or
that's different. And that actually, interestingly, during the mass that I was at yesterday, one thing that the priest did touch on at the end, he was like, you know, he was talking about like Satan and how he gets in everywhere. So maybe it was sneaky.
He's like, they're getting into the mainstream of America and they're trying to make it seem like it's all right. But I said, Lord Jesus, it ain't all right.
I wish he had sounded like that.
But I'm sure your church or whatever.
He was like, well, anyway. No,
very soft spoken.
Yeah. He had a very dry sense of humor. But at the end, he was like, a lot of times, even the most religious people who are called to come to church, let's say every single day, mm-hmm. they will leave here and be like, did you see what that woman in the front mm-hmm. was wearing? Mm-hmm. And he's like, you need to think about what you're saying mm-hmm. and how Christianly you're living, mm-hmm. if that is you.
That's
and so I was like,
true.
Preach.
Preach
so,
on.
I mean, that made sense to me because I was like, some of the most religious people come away with the harshest judgments. Yeah. And the priest that was giving the homily yesterday, basically called those people out. He was mad too. He was like, "Don't sit in here and be like, hey, Miss Betty, she's sitting in my seat." And he's like, "That seat must be real nice after all 30 years. Do you want a prize?" Like, he was mad about that.
Wow, he was going in.
I might go to that chair.
He was mad. I was like, I had never seen this guy before. I was like, I came a little closer to him. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Maybe I'll start going to church if it's with him and he preaches like that.
He was mad. He was really upset. So it was interesting that we're talking about that now because here's the thing is what you're taught is, you shouldn't be sitting back there with the judgments and, I'm okay. And the worst thing you can do as a Christian is to be like, look how good of a Christian I am.
Right.
Because you're not. So, interesting.
I love that.
Actually, yeah. At the Pride Parade, you know how there's all the protesters and the people with the huge signs and they're playing all different music and they're basically preaching and trying to spread the message. Well, I went up to one of the guys expecting to get in a fight with him.
Mm. Wow. So you wanted to debate him on
like I just wanted to see what he was doing there because he was sitting there like singing. He was very peaceful compared to the guy across the street who was telling everybody they were going to hell.
Oh, jeez.
But I walked up to him and I was like, "What are you doing here?" And he goes, "You know, I'm just spreading the message." And I was like, "So do you agree with what they're celebrating?" He's like, "Well, I'm not here to judge. I just go to anywhere with big crowds." And I was so surprised. He's like, "Sin is sin."
Yeah, you know what? Mm. And this is probably if there's one takeaway that I got from my mom yesterday, it's that for her, she feels like if she doesn't at least tell you her belief, that she's not doing her part. But that's not to say that she wants to change anyone's mind. Right. She said, "I just wanted to tell you what I think." And I was like, okay.
You know what I just thought about, though? He just said sin is sin, but why does he believe you guys are sinning?
That's because
it's because that's what it says it's founded
in the Bible.
On.
Ah, screw the Bible.
I know. Oh,
okay. Well, sorry.
Shots fired.
Like, love is love.
Love is love. Well, I mean, that's something that I've never had anyone be able to explain to me how.
Because there's supposed to be procreation. That's why. Because you're supposed to. That's if I may.
Mm-hmm, please.
Because you're supposed. I think, and I could be wrong, but it's that the people that are like one man, one woman for marriage is that you're then supposed to have kids, right. And that's your duty.
But what about people that can't have kids? What about the people that have diseases and that? Are they sinning when they have sex? I mean, these are questions.
Well, are questions, but the problem is that. I think, and again, this is me playing devil's advocate, so we can have a discussion.
No, please.
Is that those people are still, they tried.
Right.
Like, if you are with another man, clearly there's no way
there's going to be a kid.
Like, you can't.
I mean,
try. You ain't going to have a baby out your butt.
When you're in a relationship, girl, you try real hard.
Yeah, but that's the problem.
It's just made me, for some reason, think about, did you guys ever see the Samesies sketch? No more Samesies. Basically saying that, like, cavemen, they did Samesies, and the only reason that no more Samesies so they could procreate and, like, create more kids.
No, I did not see that.
I saw that.
Best.
It's funny. It's a funny.
No more Samesies!
Yeah. So I think that's one, at least maybe part of the reason.
No, I mean, and it's hard, you know, when you try to factor in the religious aspect. And that's why a lot of gay people that I know personally sort of left the church, you know, because, yes, you know, you're not procreating, obviously. But at the same time, like, there's all these other rules that are still there in the Bible about, you know, women going to the church when they're on their period or there's a certain amount of time that you're not supposed to go.
If you're
going to
go
church.
Back to the Old Testament that is actually talked about, that's where you get into the semantics of it.
Yeah.
But in the bigger picture, I think maybe I'm just not up on my learning, but I think that's one of the main reasons.
No, I'm not procreating.
I think.
Holly, will you procreate with me?
I mean, you technically, you guys could, but you'd be out of wedlock, and then that would be more sin.
No, but what if I don't? We don't do it, Holly. Here's
what?
A question.
What?
Would you carry his baby?
Because we got a couple minutes left. Let's say Holly, you're your early 30s.
Early 30s.
I'm turning 30 in August.
Oh, we need to do this soon, though.
Let's say, okay, let me throw out a timeline here. Let's say that you decide to have another baby in the next year. And so it's 2015, 2016. Let's say by 2017, because I would be a few years older.
Yeah.
Maybe hopefully we sign another contract here at Hot 101.5.
Please, Jesus.
You know, we got some money. I'm good. I'm comfortable. And I say, will you be my surrogate? I'm not asking you to give me your eggs, so okay. It's not your child.
Not my eggs.
It's not your eggs. It's another person's
eggs.
Do you
want my eggs?
I don't want to know the person's eggs.
Yeah,
I
wouldn't
know,
if I were
I feel
you.
Like that's weird.
Okay.
I don't want their eggs. But will you carry my child? Would you do it?
Oh!
Now, because you don't like pregnancy. You hated being pregnant.
Oh, way to call me out. Listen, that shit is rough. But here's what's good about it. While you're pregnant, people treat you so great.
That's true.
You a chair.
Yeah.
They bring you some water. You know what? Here's what. I would do it, especially since I'm not then trying to bring a whole nother kid into the fold and everything that comes after the pregnancy. If I could just be pregnant and then you take that kid and deal with the sleepless
nights. Yeah, as soon as it comes out, you're done. There's no more responsibility that you have to worry about. I got it all.
Yeah, I would be down with that.
Are you just saying that for the radio?
No, I really think I would do it.
And then you have Maya asking all these questions, like, Mommy.
Yeah, that would be weird.
That would be awkward.
That would be awkward. Maya would have lots of questions.
She'd be like, well, I don't understand.
But I don't get to keep it? No.
Nope, sorry.
She your cousin.
Baby.
She loves babies. Baby. And then when I had the baby and we didn't keep the baby, she'd be like, baby. Well, now she would be a lot older. So.
Okay,
yeah,
that's
she
true.
Wouldn't be like that.
She wouldn't be. She's not now.
I'm thinking 1.5-year-old age. Maya.
Yeah. But no, I mean, I'd have to think about it but on my snap judgment, I would say, yeah, I would definitely do it.
Well, we're saving the tape. There we go.
Okay.
Saving the tape. All right, we're done. If you have any questions, email me, miguel@hot1015tampabay.com. Holly, what's your social stuff?
You can find me almost everywhere at Radio Holly. That's Snapchat, Twitter, Instagram. There's even a website.
Oh,
so anyway,
hey.
Go check out Radio Holly.
Fancy, girl.
I know.
Picks, girl.
I pay $100 a year for that, okay? Somebody better go see it.
Nikki?
Nikki off air, N-I-C-C-I off air.
And I am Miguel Fuller. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.